You're in the zone, coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Acri on the Buzz Radio Network. It's like this, y'all. This is 10%
luck, 20% skill, 15% concentration. Hello, hour two. Welcome back. It is July 3rd, which means tomorrow we blow stuff up, because that is the American way. It's courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Justin Acri. Joined by Sync Weekly's Nate Olson. 8920 Landers Road is where we are today on the road at Fireworks World. People are pouring here. I mean, just loading up. We saw a guy, Matty T, hauled out a big-time box. Would have been good enough for probably a couple of households. So they're going to have quite a show.
I like to get enough, you know, so I'll have some all year long.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I leave the city limits to shoot them off.
Good thinking. Because you know what? Sometimes you need to blow stuff up in February just for fun.
But, you know, even if you do blow up something at your house, the cops give you a warning first.
They do?
Yeah. In Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Good to know.
Oh, they're the most understanding police officers in all the land out in Jacksonville where Matty T holds it down. But all kinds of deals. Again, I didn't realize you could get anything for a penny anymore. You can't even get a piece of gum for that anymore, but bottle rockets are only a penny. So you can get a gross of $144 for $1.44. That's a deal. Also, I love this Night Waves thing. They've got it shoots these flaming balls. It's $9.99. And it's like, you know, the big finale at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's how you want to start. I mean, if you want to do your, if you're the kind of person that does dessert at the beginning of your night as opposed to at the end of your meal, you might enjoy the Night Waves right out of the gate. Maybe set the tone. So it's like the old philosophy on serving the best wine early.
Right.
So there's that. 501-833-3813. 501-833-3813 if you have any questions or want to know any more about it. But I suggest you, guess what? Here's the basics on it. They're open. They have fireworks. Come get some. How about that? And they do have some two-for-one deals on some of the different rockets, including the four-pack artillery rockets. So it's a buy-one-get-one-free deal. All kinds of cool deals abound at Fireworks World, Landers Road, 8920 Landers Road. Come by and see us. We will be here. Coming up very soon, we have the 7-on-7 tournament coming up here. I guess it's next week. In honor of Garrett Ekman and benefiting the Garrett Ekman Foundation. We have a few folks in the studio today back in the Fury Electric studio with Matty T because we didn't want him to get lonely. Mm-hmm. Cameron Cronin, Chase Miller, and Megan Ekman joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. We were just talking. It kind of feels like football weather here, and 7-on-7 football weather normally does not feel like regular football weather, but we're kind of getting a, I don't know what you would call this, but it's kind of an odd odd weather pattern here that's been nice. So hopefully it continues through next week for the event.
Hopefully, because last year it was definitely not this cool out.
Yeah, it's normally like playing 7-on-7 on the surface of the sun.
That's exactly right.
So talk to me about this year's tournament and how many teams have participated. I know this is something that really took off very quickly. A lot of people got behind, and it became a very popular event really right out of the gate.
Well, right now we have 12 signed up for the high school division and 10 signed up for the youth division. Youth division takes place on Friday, starting at 8 o'clock. Saturday, high school division starts at 8 o'clock as well. Got some great teams signed up in the field: Catholic Central, Malvern, Jonesboro, Russellville, plenty other great high school teams. So it's pretty neat to get to see the top players of the state at our tournament.
How many teams do you have room for? Are you guys closed out?
We're currently in the process of determining whether we're closed out or not.
Okay.
We've had some few things come up where we've have more avenues to get more teams in, so we're exploring all those avenues. But as of right now, we are closed at 12.
And you play at War Memorial, or where do you play the 7-on-7?
Yeah, the tournament takes place at War Memorial.
Okay. What time of day does the game start again?
8 o'clock both days.
Okay, good deal. It's July 12th and 13th, and I don't know who wants to weigh in on this, but about how the money is being used that's raised through this event and other events.
Well, right now our mission is to raise funds for heart research and to fund scholarships. So last year we hit the scholarships hard with a $100,000 promise to the University of Arkansas to where a scholarship would be named after Garrett Ekman, and we are currently in the process of funding that. As heart research goes, we currently held a CPR AED class for high school coaches, mm-hmm. to where they could come and get certified, and that was good. I think that helps us reach our mission. They're going to be, you know, certified to use defibrillators in the field and whatnot, and learn how to use CPR properly. So through both of those ways, I think we've hit our mission statement pretty hard, and we're just looking to continue on.
I think most people are familiar now with the 7-on-7 in Garrett's honor, but what other events through the year? Do you guys have other fundraising efforts that go on through the season, through the year?
Yeah, we also have, in conjunction with our tournament, we have a sponsorship party on Saturday night at 7:30, which you can still buy tickets for, $50. You can buy them at the gate or go to our website at gu88.org and click the donations tab, and you can get signed up through that. But just like Cameron said, we do a lot of small things. Like last year, we sponsored a few football teams to play in certain tournaments. We are planning on having a golf tournament in the near future. Okay. But this year, we're just mainly focused on the football aspect. And then once we kind of nail that down, we'll hopefully expand to bigger and better things.
So the sponsor party's on Saturday the 13th?
Yeah, 7:30 okay. At the Embassy Suites Hotel.
Okay, Embassy Suites Hotel. Good deal. What about with the university? I don't know who is best to comment on this, but has there been is there a connection there? I mean, are they supportive, or what's the involvement with the university?
Oh, everyone's very supportive at the university. Even with the new staff in, Garrett will forever be a Razorback there, so they all know us and appreciate us and love for us to come up, and so we're still family. It's all still a family thing.
That's good. Have you had a chance to spend time with the new staff?
We went up for the spring game, and met most of the staff, did a little tour of all the new stuff. So it was very, very cool. And they're all ready to go, ready for the season.
Well, we're all hopeful, certainly.
Exactly.
Could be an interesting year. Tough schedule ahead, obviously. But, it's going to be fun. I think they're certainly breathing some life into the program after what was a down year. Is that an understatement? Is that a safe understatement? Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Yes. Well, this is a great cause. And, again, it's if people want to do it, I guess, get involved and be out there. More information available at gu88.org. I guess tickets or whatever, if they want to go watch, they just buy them at the gate, or should they get them in advance?
You can buy them at the gate.
Okay. So what's the ticket price?
For the tournament, $5.
Okay. Very.
So you just come and come and kick it with us.
Do you need any sponsorships, Megan, or are you guys set?
We've got great sponsors right now. We're with Kaufman Lumber, Centennial Bank, and Arkansas Specialty Orthopedics are helping us out a lot. So, but if anyone wants to come and have fun and support us, I'm all in.
We always accept donations.
Yes.
GU88.org donations tab. Feel free.
Okay. And how long do the games go on Friday and Saturday? I know they start at 8.
They'll run all day. Each game will be 20 to 25 minutes long, depending on how many teams we have. And then we'll start the pool play in the morning, be done with that, and start the bracket play. And we usually start the bracket play around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And who won last year?
Dumas.
Dumas. Okay, great.
Well, last year we finished about, 6 o'clock in the evening or so?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, listen, I appreciate you all coming up. I'm sorry we couldn't be in studio with you, but this was something that kind of came up at the last minute. But next year, we'll have to get you in studio when we're there. And if you guys need any help with anything between now and then, if you guys do something else as far as fundraisers go, let us know.
Awesome. You can come party with us next Saturday, too, Justin.
I'm actually going to be out of town.
Oh.
Heading down to New Orleans for Sunbelt Media Days. But I promise that I will party on your behalf in New Orleans.
We love New Orleans, too.
Yes, it's a good thing. So just let us know. But, yeah, we'd love to help out in any way we can. And gu88.org if you want to get involved, make a donation. And, again, War Memorial on the 12th and 13th, or the sponsor party on the 13th at 7:30 at Embassy Suites. We appreciate you all again, and let us know what we can do.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, it's 11:15. Justin Anchorage again, Nate.